Well, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to take up a vote this week on the issue of heroin addiction and painkiller abuse. The Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act allocates funds to state and local governments to implement treatment and recovery programs. There are so many places in this country dealing with this issue, including Rutland, Vermont, population around 17,000. Nina Keck from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio reports.
At the Turning Point Center in Rutland, Vermont, a pottery class is going on in one room. Down the hall, there's one-on-one counseling. And tonight, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting will get underway here. The Turning Point Center is a nonprofit that provides support services and a substance-free haven for those in recovery. People like Sherry Bergeron, who says her spiral into addiction started with prescription narcotics and quickly ramped up.
I wanted stronger, better stuff, and then I went to coke. Then I couldn't find good coke around here to snort, so I went to smoking crack. Then I went to 4 bags of heroin a day. And that isn't much to a lot of people, but that was a lot to me.
The petite 43-year-old mother of two says to maintain her habit, she began dealing, eventually driving 2 hours to Albany, New York every other day to resupply.
I was selling $4,500 a day. On Thursday through a Sunday, 11,000 to 12,000. I was like one of the number one people here in Rutland sellers.
I asked Sherry Bergeron about her kids. She pauses and tucks her long brown hair behind one ear.
They knew what I was doing. They were living with me. They knew what I was doing. It wasn't hid. My mother knew what I was doing. They didn't like it, but I had to do what I was doing and how bad my addiction was.
Eventually, Bergeron got arrested. She lost her sons and went to jail. But she says prison led to rehab and forced her to make changes. Bergeron says she's now taking methadone and has been heroin-free for more than 2 years. She's also training here at the Turning Point Center to become a recovery coach, something Rutland needs more of.
So you going to be hanging around for a little while?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Near the front entrance, Tracy Houck, the center's executive director, greets a couple visitors. Houck says people would be shocked to know how many of their friends, coworkers, and neighbors are silently struggling with addiction. She says she hid her drug problem for years.
First of all, my story is I'm a registered nurse. I got addicted to opiates.
Vicodin was Houck's drug of choice, a painkiller she was introduced to after back surgery.
It made me feel better. It made it easier for me to get up, go to work, do my stuff, play my roles, and not feel miserable.
The longtime nurse says she began falsifying prescriptions to get the narcotics she needed. Eventually, she was caught, lost her nursing license, and charged with a felony.
I mean, if the ground could have opened up and swallowed me up at that moment, I would have welcomed it.
Houck says she gave up narcotics cold turkey the day she was arrested and is now focusing on efforts to help others beat addiction.
I feel like I finally become me today. You know, that I just feel like a totally different person. I feel like a totally different person. I'm not ashamed of anything I do anymore. I don't have to hide things. There's a saying that says you're only as sick as your secrets. And I don't have any secrets anymore.
Houck says Rutland has become more honest with its drug problem as well. She says a grassroots effort to expand treatment options and reduce crime in hard-hit neighborhoods is making a difference. She admits she lives in a more privileged part of town where people might look down their nose at drug abuse.
But I'm seeing more people from that side of town that are looking at it as these are people and they need help.
It's a powerful change, she says, and one that gives her hope. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland, Vermont.